American Family Insurance.
It's time to clear the air. When you use ethanol in your vehicle, it burns cleaner than regular fuel. But it does more than that. It's better for your engine. It's more affordable. And it supports farmers right here in Wisconsin. And really, don't we all deserve cleaner air? The Wisconsin Biofuels Association encourages you to do your part. Fill up with unleaded 88. It's better for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
The Island Resort and Casino's Stay and Play Golf Packages for 2025 are filling up fast. Book early in the week for best availability by visiting islandresortgolf.com. A favorite among golfers, Island's Drift Spa. Enjoy therapeutic or targeted massage, float therapy for deep relaxation, or new red light therapy to enhance muscle recovery. Book your Island Resort and Casino Stay and Play Golf Package today. Complete details online at islandresortgolf.com.
We'll take Smollett back.
Smollett.
Swing a line drive. Deep center. It's gone. A walk-off home run.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Four to three Mariners as we go to the top of the fourth inning. And Wu stays out there on the mound for Seattle. Manuel Margot leading things off for the Crew. Fouls the first pitch back and out of play. And it's 0-1 on Margot. Fly ball to center back in the first inning for Margot for one this afternoon. As Wu out of the windup brings home the 0-1 pitch, and that is swung on and fouled straight back our way into the net. And he's quickly behind, nothing in two. 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
0-2 pitch is yanked down into the dirt, low and away. And it's 1-2 on Margot. With Jeff Lovering and Ken Sommerfeld, Langrindle with you this afternoon from Peoria Sports Complex on the west side of Phoenix. A 4-3 Mariners lead. Wu brings home the 1-2 pitch and a perfectly placed fastball on the outside edge gets Margot looking. So Margot strikes out, and there's one away for Caleb Durbin. Base hit for him back in the second inning. Hey, Carbliss, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails, zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbliss, this is more. First pitch to Durbin is right through there for a strike, and it's 0-1. I have it on good authority that some reinforcements of Carbliss headed our direction before opening day.
Yes, and new flavors.
And new flavors to go along with it. A one is lifted in the air, foul. And it is going to be a foul ball. Was it caught? I don't believe so. We lose sight of it down in that corner. And Canzone was giving it a look, and now they're going to say, yeah, he caught it. It was a very delayed call. But he finally did catch it down in that corner. It looked like that was going to get out of play, especially with the wind off the bat. But it was run down right in that corner by Canzone, and he held on. So nice play by Canzone to navigate that down in that right field corner in foul territory. And there's two away now for Jorge Alfaro. First offering to Alfaro is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Alfaro reached on a fielder's choice back in the second inning. A one. And backed up a little bit on Alfaro. Missed inside, 1-1. Wu staring in to Cal Raleigh. And the 1-1 missed down and away with a slider. Two balls and one strike on Jorge Alfaro. Brewers back at home tomorrow, then an off day on Thursday, last off day of the spring training portion of the schedule. 2-1 is fouled back and out of play. And it's 2-2, at least until they break camp, and then they'll have that off day Tuesday as they travel to New York. Another off day Wednesday, and then opening day is upon us, just a little over a week away.
Into single digits with our days.
How about that? Two pitch. Swing and a foul in and out of the mitt of Raleigh. Did not hold on to it. I think
Chris Guccione did.
It ended up in the breadbasket of Chris Guccione. Raleigh turned around to get the ball back from him. He was looking for a new baseball, and Guccione goes, well, I have this one right here that I caught. Still 2-2 on Alfaro. Here's Wu's delivery, and a swing and a miss at a good sweeper. And the inning is over. So the Brewers go down in order in the top of the fourth. We go to the bottom of four. It's a 4-3 Mariners lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Discover your new favorite city,
Milwaukee.
Catch a sunrise over Lake Michigan.
Sip your way through craft breweries.
And dive into a dining scene that's turning heads. From museums and music to thrilling sports teams and buzzing nightlife, Milwaukee delivers all season long.
Good things are always brewing on the fresh coast.
The expert guides at visitmilwaukee.org have everything you need to fully plan every detail. Whatever it is you'd like to do in Milwaukee. Plan your trip today at visitmilwaukee.org.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
The sound of baseball. Statewide.
It is up, it is good!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Four, three Mariners as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Mitch Garver to lead things off. Rodriguez comes back into the game. He re-enters for the Brewers on the mound. And the pitch is popped up. Foul territory, first base side. Bowers giving chase. Now Alfaro closing in on it. He couldn't make the catch. Fell right in front of the Brewers dugout, so it's 0-1 on Garver. No play, according to our official score. And so, all of that, and it's just a strike. Garver, the former Ranger, DH today. Is that a good spring for Seattle? A one, breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's nothing and two. It's a fairly late sign last year for Seattle before the 24 season. Former Minnesota Twin as well. Pitches down and away, and it's one ball and two strikes.
Silver slugger a few years ago for Mitch Garver.
One-two pitch. And that just missed a touch outside to Garver, and it's 2-2. He's always been a pretty good offensive player. Did not have a great start to the year offensively last year, but typically finds a way to have a fairly productive season at the plate. Most often, as that curveball missed low, and now it's 3 balls and 2 strikes on Garver.
Big piece of the offense for a World Series championship team in Texas.
Three-two pitch. Popped him up. This one on the infield. It is Durbin. Right by the bag at second. Dancing underneath of it. Calling everybody off and making the catch for the first out here in the bottom of the fourth. Hey, baseball fans, don't forget, George Webb predicts the Crew will win 12 games in a row this season. And when they do, we'll be celebrating. Learn more at georgewebb.com. Kent predicts 13 in a row.
Wow. Baker's dozen.
Mm-hmm. That's Kent's call. First pitch to Donovan Solano is a little low with a curveball. And it's 1-0. It's kind of like Price is Right rules there. He went one over. 1-0. This is hit in the air down the left field line. This could blow back into fair territory. It did. It dropped right in front of Collins. That ball's probably out of play on most normal days. A long run for Collins to try and get there. And the only question was, would it blow back into fair territory? And it did by about a baseball and a half down that left field line. So it's a long single for Solano. And there's been a lot of that kind of contact against Rodriguez today. The Raleigh home run, the exception, that ball was hit really hard. But most of the rest of the contact against him has been stuff like what we just saw. Now here's Dominic Canzone. And the pitch, a swing and a miss at a fastball at 93, and it's 0-1. A 1 pitch, popped up foul and out of play behind home plate, and it's 0-2 on Canzone. I think this is one of those starts, and we alluded to it last inning, where you might not get as hung up on the box score if you're looking at all the peripherals in terms of Rodriguez's outing. 0-2, and that's a called third strike. Beautiful curveball, caught the very bottom of the zone, and it's an ortho ASAP strikeout of Canzone. Working the zone against Canzone. How about that?
Zoned it up.
He zoned him up. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today and learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Here's Dylan Moore, and he quickly uses his timeout before he gets all the way into the box. Runner at first is Solano. He's there with 2 outs. Bottom of the fourth inning, a 4-3 Mariners lead. Rodriguez brings home the pitch, and the curveball missed inside. It's 1-0. Oh. 57 pitches for Rodriguez in this outing. The 1-0 pitch, and that's right through there with a strike. That was that cut fastball, and it's 1-1. Moore with a base hit in that 4-run third inning for Seattle. And the 1-1. Popped him up. Foul territory. That's going to get back towards us in the seats. Ooh, and a fan tried to make a barehanded catch, and he did not make it. He's pretending like he did, but he did not make that catch.
It wasn't clean, but he's got the souvenir.
Yeah. How'd that ball not bounce further away from him after he whiffed? Breaking ball, fouled back, and this one into the stands. This one on a ricochet picked up by a fan.
I think it got a lot of his jersey on the way down and softened the blow as it hit the seats, and then he just picked it up.
That last one played Plinko up there in the stands a little bit. I know that tugs at your heartstrings.
It does. That's 2 Price is Right references in one inning for you.
Yeah. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Good slider off the plate, and I think he got Alfaro on the backswing. Did more. He's checking on him to make sure he's okay. And Alfaro is up, and he is limping off the field. That one didn't feel very good. It's an ortho ASAP strikeout for Rodriguez. He puts up a zero in the bottom of the fourth. We go to the fifth. It's a 4-3 Mariners lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA, your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it, so you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the silver lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine says...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer. 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
When you choose Blue Moon, everything becomes brighter. Every sip of their Belgian-style wheat ale is crafted with Valencia orange peel and coriander. Plus, try the new Blue Moon Light and Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic. Blue Moon Light is a wheat beer brewed with real tangerine peel for exceptional taste at only 95 calories. And Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic is everything you love about Blue Moon without the alcohol. Check your local stores for Blue Moon. Made brighter. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Blue Moon Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails.
Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten.
At the ballpark or your local grocery store. Carbless.
This is more.
More.
4-3 Mariners as we head to the fifth inning and back in with the play-by-play. Here's Jeff Levering.
Thank you so much, Lane. Andrew Monasterio is the hitter. And Brian Wu's first pitch is breaking ball for a strike. How about a quick vibe check? Cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer? That's a big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer that passes the vibe check. The 0-1 in Monasterio pops it up a mile high in the shallow center. Wind has it. Robles is under it and makes the catch with four other Mariners around him. There were a multitude of options to try and make that play. You had a second baseman, the shortstop, both right and left fielders surrounding Robles in the diamond formation. Robles came away with it. So one up and one down in this fifth inning as Wu still out there. Gave up the three runs in the first. Nothing since. Just one base hit. And Frelick takes a strike. Frelick's 0 for 2. He's struck out and lined out. Three strikeouts for Wu last year for Brian Wu in that starting rotation. A good year for him. That's down and in. One ball and one strike. 22 starts. Had an ERA of 2.89. 9 wins. 3 losses. Nearly a strikeout per inning pitched. 1-1 coming to Sal Frelick. And that's a strike at the knees. One ball and two strikes. Only walked 13 batters last year in 121 innings of work. This Mariners rotation is loaded. The 1-2 down and in. Two balls and two strikes. Seattle needed just 7 starting pitchers last year. 7. And the guy that was their 7th starter made just 1 start. The 2-2. Chopper near the mound. Wu's got it. Flips it over to first base. 2-R out for Vinny Capra. So in essence, the Mariners used just 6 starting pitchers last year. Again, the 7th starter made just 1 start. Just something that doesn't happen very often in baseball in this era. You know, the Brewers used 17 different starting pitchers a year ago. Makes the life of a pitching coach a lot easier. Makes the life of a manager a lot easier. Knowing that your guys are healthy and available. Pitch to Capra, swing and a foul. Gets the catcher, Cal Raleigh. Capra today on base twice, a single and a walk. There hasn't been a team that has used only five starters all season long since the Seattle Mariners. That came over 20 years ago, 2003. 0-1 to Capra is a strike. 2003 Mariners used just five starters that year. Incredible feat. It's just in today's sport with injuries the way that they are, tough to do. 0-2 pitch. Off the plate away. One ball and two strikes. Hit the glove of Raleigh, but it was wide. I'm trying to get the swing from Vinny Capra. Pitch number 63 coming from Brian Wu. And that's outside. Tried a fastball at 94 and it missed. Bullpen starting to move for Seattle. Right-hander getting loose. 4-3 Mariners in the top of the fifth. Wind blowing out towards right as Wu with a deep breath. And the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. The Brewers go in order for the second consecutive inning. Halfway home in Peoria. Mariners 4, Brewers 3. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil & LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil & LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Tyler Alexander is the new pitcher for the Brewers. Third man used for Pat Murphy. Craig Yoho got one out in the third. Rodriguez ends up going 3 2/3 in his start. And now Tyler Alexander takes over. Alexander last worked in a ball game against the Reds on the big league side. That was in Goodyear. Inning in a third, gave up a run on three hits and struck out three. 9-1-2 coming up for Seattle. It'll start with Ryan Bliss. First pitch to Bliss is a breaking ball for strike one. Much like Elvin Rodriguez, who started this game, Tyler Alexander with a big opportunity in front of him. A free agent acquisition in the offseason by the Brewers. Alexander flips in a changeup that misses wide. One ball, one strike. But a couple of guys that have pitched in this game that have an opportunity to play a role, especially as a starter early on in the season for the Brewers, while some of their other starters are on the mend. Alexander misses outside with a fastball. Two balls and one strike. Alexander, who has big league time, Detroit, Tampa Bay. And the pitch, a half swing and a miss by Bliss. Two balls and two strikes. Last year made nine starts with Tampa Bay, 23 overall appearances. He's made as many as 17 starts in a big league season with Detroit.
2-2 pitch is up and in. 3 balls and 2 strikes. He's a command guy. He's not going to strike you out. Had a career best 90 strikeouts a year ago. But he wants hitters to put the ball in play. Utilize that defense. 3-2. Missed wide and he walked him. Got ahead and couldn't finish him off. So Bliss draws the leadoff free pass. And Victor Robles comes up for a third time. Run scoring single is part of that 4-run third inning for Seattle. Mariners up by a run. Left-hander getting loose in the Mariners' bullpen after 5 pretty good innings from Brian Wu. Double play is out there. Robles, who can run at the plate. And Alexander's pitch, it's bunted. Right back to Alexander. Fields flips and gets Robles. A sacrifice is given and is successful for Victor Robles. 1-3 on the putout. And now it's Luke Raley. Well, nothing beats springtime in Wisconsin. And you know what's coming soon. We had what was known as false spring a few days ago. Got up into the 70s. And then, wouldn't you know it, snow. That's better known as third winter in Wisconsin. Luke Rayleigh's the batter. And he takes outside for ball one. But we know it's going to be consistently nice with spring and then summer very, very soon. So make sure you enjoy it with a grill full of Usinger sausage. 1-0 to Raley. Alexander lifts and throws to the plate. It's popped up, and this one will be in the seats right in front of us. Ball and a strike on Raley. Milwaukee's family-owned and operated sausage house since 1880. That's Usinger's, made exclusively in Milwaukee for 145 years and counting. It's America's finest. Usinger's. 1-1 the pitch. Fly ball, left center. Back is Frelick, still back, and it is off the top of the fence. Bliss comes around to score on a double by Luke Raley. And the Mariners extend their lead to 5-3. I thought for sure that ball was going to peel back towards Sal Frelick the way that every other fly ball has gone back towards center and to right. The wind blowing out to right field. But it almost was a line drive shot. Typically a ball that would slice from a left-handed batter. Cut away from the center fielder. It just stayed true. Cal Raleigh flips around and hits from the right side of the plate. He homered last time up. And the pitch from Alexander, swing and a miss. 0-1 the count. 5-3 Mariners. Mariners at 7-17 in Cactus League play. Take those records and throw them out. Raleigh, ground ball to short. 2 hops for Monasterio. Looks to runner back, throws to first for out number 2. Brewers, meanwhile, at 13-10, had their winning streak snapped yesterday against San Diego. Mariners have tied one. The Brewers have tied one.
It's one of my favorite things about the regular season when there's no more ties in the records.
Alexander misses outside on a Rosarena. 1-0. These two teammates last year with Tampa Bay for half the season before Rosarena was dealt to Seattle. 1-0 pitch. It's outside. 2-0. Well, baseball has been doing the automatic runner at second base in extra innings now for 5 years.
I think that's right.
And I think it is. It took a minute for some people to get used to it. The 2-0, swing and a miss, it's 2-1. But I think that from a player's perspective, I think the fans have grown to really enjoy it. I'm not sure it's going anywhere anytime soon. Two and one. And a line drive into the gap in left center. Collins turns and watches it bang up against the wall on a bounce. A Rosarena trades places with Luke Raley. An RBI double makes it 6-3 Mariners. A pair of doubles in the inning by Seattle. It all started with a leadoff walk to Ryan Bliss. Mitch Garver coming up again.
In some youth baseball tournaments, in extra innings, they'll put a runner at second, but they start you with one out as well.
I like that.
Yeah, that's a little different variation of it.
Especially at the youth level, that makes total sense. First pitch is outside on Mitch Garver. One ball and no strikes.
Back in my college baseball play-by-play days, you would get a tie every once in a while because of travel day concerns. You'd have a curfew.
Bouncer hit the third. That's a fair ball. And Capra takes care of it and throws out Garver. Well, no ties in Arizona, thankfully. Mariners add a couple of more runs. They lead it 6-3 as we go to the sixth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers fans, with US Mode from US Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, US Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to US Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. US Cellular, built for us.
No dental insurance, but you need dental care? The new WDA Dental Savings Club is just for you, from the Wisconsin Dental Association. We've been protecting the Badger State's oral health for over 150 years. Here's what WDA Savings Club members receive. Savings up to 55% on dental care. Special dental care bundles. A statewide network of trusted WDA dentists. No dental insurance doesn't have to mean no dental care. Learn more and join at WDAClub.com.
Now's the time to plan your total experience getaway to the Island Resort and Casino. With over 450 hotel rooms and a luxurious spa, relax in style before diving into nonstop casino action. Watch your favorite teams on the big screens and enjoy great food and drinks at T-McSee Sports Bar, or savor top-tier dining at Horizon Steakhouse. Then amp up your night with live music and comedy. Head to where the big game, big wins, and big fun come together. The Island Resort and Casino.
Right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, get windows as low as $22 per month and doors as low as $89 per month. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Middle of the order coming up for the Brewers against the new Mariners arm. Left-hander Taylor Saucedo takes over for Seattle. Oliver Dunn will be the first one to greet him. Make sure you celebrate the return of Brewers baseball with the best day of the year. Frankly, it should be a holiday. Opening day tickets are on sale, so make sure you join the Brewers against the Kansas City Royals on the 31st of March. There is tons going on that day. As Dunn waits on Saucedo's first pitch, and now we're having a pitch calm situation. So Cal Raleigh's going to go out and chat with Saucedo. Gives us an opportunity to remind you of all the great things that are going on at the ballpark for the home opener. Of course, great tributes to Bob Uecker, special events that day, new food items that we just announced earlier. So make sure you get your tickets at brewers.com/openingdays. A new PitchCom device is making its way out to the mound. Of the things that were just unveiled, Lane, what were some of the food items that caught your attention?
Well, I am pulling up the list because you know how I am. I'm a very visual guy.
Yep. The chicken cordon bleu for me was...
I mean, just because the name's so great.
Yeah, it also looked really good. Pitch two, done, finally, is down and in for ball one. Fried chicken breast, shaved ham, Swiss cheese, beer butter onions, brown mustard on a potato bun. The 1-0 is inside. Two balls and no strikes.
Really, all of these speak to me in a big, big way. But I think the enchilada dog is maybe the one that stands out to me.
Okay. The 2-0
Fouled away by Dunn. Two balls, one strike. What about the enchilada dog piques your interest?
Well, corn tortilla dipped in salsa roja, melted cheese, sour cream, onion, and cilantro, which I'm a, you know, we have a big disagreement on this in this booth. I'm a huge cilantro guy.
Yeah, I'm not. The 2-1 hit on the ground to second base. Two hops for Bliss. Throws out Dunn, one away. I'm not anti, but if I have a choice, it's not going on any of my food.
Yeah, see, I'm that way with olives. Olives do nothing for me.
All olives? Green, black olives?
Really don't care for either.
Okay.
Yeah.
Greek olives?
Yeah. No, not my
deal. The purple ones?
Yeah, not my deal either.
Okay.
I don't know. It just doesn't. They just don't speak to me.
That's okay. Bowers takes a breaking ball for a strike, and it's 0-1. The bases loaded potato dog. That's a new one. Cheddar cheese, bacon strips, sour cream, tots, and green onions. That's down and away. One ball, one strike. That sounds good. Smoking Gouda burger.
Can't go wrong there.
Mm-mm. Up and in on Bowers. Maxie's spicy southern chicken.
So the Gouda burger has beer, butter, onions on it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Kent would ask for those to be raw?
Yes, he would. 2-1, a wave and a miss. Nasty breaking ball by Saucedo. In that circumstance, I think Kent would just say sans onion.
Probably.
He would just, I'll have the burger, no onion. Right? And you'd take them even if they were grilled? That one's down and away. Three balls and two strikes. Right. Kent would rather have them raw.
He got yelled at for that once.
Yeah. That's a great story. 3-2 pitch. Hit again to second base. Couple of bounces for Bliss. Almost the same play. 4-3, 4-3. And Isaac Collins flips around to hit from the right side. That's a John's roast pork in Philadelphia. Can I get those onions raw? And I thought, I mean, you're talking about a Seinfeld episode for the way that the gentleman behind the counter
he
reacted.
He offended him with that ask.
Yeah. Raw onions? Back of the line. Collins waiting on the first one. Grounded foul outside of third, right to Jason Lane.
Now, in defense, we were warned before going in, don't throw these guys any curveballs.
No. As is. Order it.
Yep.
Just what you want and what you get is what you get. No substitutions.
Right.
0-1 pitch, grounded. That's a fair ball. Third base side. Almost stumbling and falling was the third baseman, Solano. Gets his feet under him and makes the play. Three groundouts in the inning from Saucedo. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's 6-3 Seattle. And now I'm very, very hungry like the rest of you after talking about our new menu items. This is the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center. At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
6-3 Seattle, bottom half of the sixth inning. A reminder from Schneider and their professional truck drivers. Always give semi-trucks extra room to stop while on the road. Tyler Alexander works to Donovan Solano and throws strike one. Donovan Solano made that play to end the last half inning against Isaac Collins. Solano base hit and a pop-up to the catcher. Pitch to Solano, misses high. One ball and one strike. Packed house today in Peoria. Even out on the berm, not a lot of blanket space available. 1-1 pitch. Tap foul, third base side. Supposed to get into the 90s next week. Definitely 80s for the remainder of this week. Just what you'd expect at the tail end of spring training.
And it looks like it, right as we're leaving, it's going to turn up big time. And we're back here in middle of April. It might be 20 degrees warmer.
Bring your flip-flops. 1-2. Misses high. Two balls, two strikes. That next trip, so the Brewers open up the season in New York. Talking about that a lot. Then the home opener against Kansas City. Four-game series against Cincinnati in Milwaukee. 2-2 pitch. Jammed. That's a fair ball off the glove of Capra and down the left field line. Rounding first, headed for second is Solano. Here's the throw, and it's late. Be a hustle double for Donovan Solano. Leadoff man is on again for the Mariners. Third time in six innings. An extra base hit, this one from Solano, and it's Dominic Canzone. The second road trip of the year for the Brewers takes them to Colorado. And then Arizona. Two totally different climates, potentially. You could have snow. You could have really nice weather in Denver. We'll just have to wait and see. We know it's going to be blistering here, though. Swing and a miss by Canzone, and it's 0-1. I would rather be in Arizona, personally. I think the players would do the same in April as opposed to in August or July, where it's roughly the temperature of the surface of the sun. Fouled away, and it's nothing in two on Canzone.
Yeah, we've done all of the above, and there's no doubt you prefer it in April. It still gets pretty hot, but it's at least manageable.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, we came back down here on the second road trip.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Goldilocks trip.
Yes, here comes the 0-2, and it's a fly ball to right. Going to be in the ballpark for Margot. He makes the catch. Tagging is Solano, and he'll end up at third base. So fly ball to right, Dylan Moore. That's a great way to describe the Arizona-San Diego-Seattle run.
It was Goldilocks. Seattle was so cold.
It was. San Diego was just right.
It was just right.
Too hot, Papa Bear. Too cold, Mama Bear. Just right, Baby Bear. That was San Diego, but it was in the middle. We got progressively colder as the trip went on. Infield is up. First pitch high on Dylan Moore. One ball, no strikes. That was a good trip. That was a really good trip. 1-0 on Moore. The pitch from Alexander is high. Two balls and no strikes. Brewers, I believe, had a winning road trip, too.
Lost the series in Arizona, then went 3-1 against the Padres and swept the Mariners.
Yeah. Winning road trip. Here's the 2-0, and that is slightly high. Three balls and no strikes.
It was an 11-gamer. No, 10-gamer, I'm sorry. Right?
It was a long trip, I know that.
It was a 10-gamer. Again, math.
3-0 is high. Ball four sets up a potential double play situation. It's the second walk for Tyler Alexander. And Ryan Bliss, who is yet to be retired, is coming up. He has singled, walked, and scored twice.
Yeah, they went 7-3 on that trip, and I'll always remember that Sunday game in San Diego when Wade Miley pitched a gem.
Oh, yeah.
Devin Williams had a little stress in the ninth but got out of it, got the big strikeout to end the game.
That was a 1-0 thriller.
Mm-hmm.
Alexander looks at first. Runner takes off. And it is a strike. No throw from Alfaro as he put the baseball in his back pocket. It's a steal for Dylan Moore, who's going on first move. And able to take the bag without a throw. Second and third. One out, infield up for the Brewers. And the 0-1. Ground ball hit to short. They're going to come home with it. And a dead duck is Solano. Alfaro tags him out. Runners are at first and second. Nice play by Andrew Monasterio. It goes 6-2 on the putout at home plate. And now Victor Robles hits. Good execution. And in terms of the rundown, just one throw. And the fact that the runner from second didn't get to third, also a bonus. Couldn't have done it any better. Fielder's choice for Bliss. Robles, a sacrifice bunt, an RBI single, and a ground out to third. He hits for the fourth time. We're only in the sixth inning. 6-3 Seattle. Pitch from Alexander. Fly ball left field. Back goes Collins. Still back. This ball soaring out of the ballpark. Well, that caught the jet stream and got out. Hard to do with the wind blowing out towards right. But Robles hits his second home run of the spring. That's a three-run shot. Off the bat, it didn't seem like he got all of it, but the way that it kept on carrying and carrying, clipped it right. Here's Luke Raley. Raley, an RBI double his last time up against Tyler Alexander, and he swings and misses at a breaking ball. It's 0-1. So the Brewers, who led this game 3-0 after half an inning, the Mariners have scored 9 unanswered at the moment. Raley, ground ball, right side, under the glove of Bowers, and Raley reaches. Durbin was in the neighborhood to make a play, potentially, if it got by Bowers, but it clipped off of the end of his mitt. And because of the deflection, no play for Durbin, no play for anybody. Cal Raleigh hits for a fourth time. Seventh man to hit in the inning. Right-handed batter, and he pops it up fouled and out of play off on the right side. Tyler Alexander now at 36 pitches. Remember, he came in to start in the fifth, so 36 pitches in 2 innings. That's down and in, gets away from Alfaro. To second base goes Raley. Good throw from Alfaro, but not nearly in time. Spike the changeup. It'll be a wild pitch, allowing Raley to get an extra 90 feet. Raley hitting his third home run in the spring back in the third inning. 9 runs on 11 hits for Seattle. Brewers go to Seattle this year. We were just talking about that long road trip out to the West Coast a couple of years ago. Brewers head to Seattle in July this year. 1-1. Jam foul. Pass Christopher Negron, the third base coach.
Is that coming out of the All-Star break?
Start in Los Angeles and end it in Seattle. That is the Brewers out of the All-Star break trip.
I feel like we're always west, either going in or coming out of the All-Star break, right?
It has been that way for the last few years. It's up and in. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Raleigh. I will say it is nice to be at home going into the All-Star break.
Yeah.
And then take those days where you'd like. The pick-your-own-friends part of the season. Raleigh fouls it away, spoiled a changeup.
Had the 5-day break last year. That was wild.
Yeah, the bonus day on Friday ahead of the 2-game series in Minnesota. And then went to Chicago to take on the Cubs right after. Another good road trip. 2-2 pitch. Popped up, shallow right. Margot is going to be there and make the catch, and that ends the inning. Seattle picks up three more in the sixth on the three-run homer by Victor Robles. We have reached the seventh inning in Peoria. It's 9-3 Mariners on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Jan from Toyota here. Feeling cooped up from winter? Well, now until March 31st is the perfect time for a new Toyota, like Camry, Grand Highlander, and more. So you can get back out there and do the things you love, like hitching up the boat to a tundra for a lake day.
I haven't water skied in a long time!
Live out your spring fantasies with a new Toyota. Come in today.
Go from dreaming it to driving it. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Toyota, let's go places.
Save big money on the last roof you'll ever need with Steel Roofing from Menards. Steel Roofing adds value to your home with superior wind and hail resistance. Choose from 29 beautiful colors available in cut to your length panels for fast installation. View our entire selection of steel roofing today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other hot deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
The chips that you like are not on sale this week, so we're going to have to skip those. Sorry, bud.
Aww.
Hi, we're the Woodmans.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil.
At Woodmans, you don't need a flyer to find hot, hot deals.
With our everyday low prices and huge selection, you can find anything you're looking for.
And still save big time on your whole grocery bill.
So I can get the groceries I want and save money? Looks like your chips are back on the list.
Yes. Thanks, guys.
Guys?
Hi.
It's Woodmans.
Your hometown crew.
Yelich trying to steal home. Here's the throw to the plate. He's safe.
No matter where you live.
Yelich sprinted home.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Folks, get 0% interest for up to 6 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Their team installs year-round, so why wait? Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. Valid through the 31st of March. Brewers down by six. Here's Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Jeff Levering. Manuel Margot leads things off for the crew against the Mariners closer, Andres Munoz. And the first pitch is a fastball that missed outside, and it's 1-0 on Margot. 0-2 today, a fly out to center, and called out on strikes back in the fourth inning for Manuel. And the pitch missed outside with another fastball, that one at 97. Two balls and no strikes here on Margot. A bunch of changes for the Mariners on that infield as Margot rolls one on the ground to third. Picked up by Solano. He sidearms it over to first in time to take care of Margot for the first out. Leo Rivas is the new shortstop. Austin Shenton is at first base. And Miles Mastroboni is now the second baseman, the former Chicago Cub. Here's Caleb Durbin, and he takes his strike right down the middle at 97. It's 0-1. I was reading today, Rowdy Tellez is in camp with the Mariners, former Brewer, and he is a non-roster invite. They are challenging the call, and it is...
It is a ball.
A ball. So it is. I like the way that Chris Guccione did that. It is a ball. So it's 1-0 on Durbin. And the 1-0 pitch is a swing and a miss at 98, and it's 1-1.
Confirmed.
I like that. Very conversational, Chris Guccione there. It is a ball. Munoz looks in to Durbin here. One ball and one strike to count. And the pitch popped up foul and out of play behind home plate. It's 1-2. But, yeah, Tellez in camp with the Mariners. And he's got a real shot to make the team, it sounds like. He's got a couple of different opt-outs. One coming up, like most non-roster invites would have towards the end of camp, of veterans. Rolls one out to third base, rather. Backhanded by Solano. Long throw to first in time to get the speedy Durbin. Little margin for error on the play for Solano, but he made the play as he was falling into foul territory as he made the throw. So two down now for Jorge Alfaro. And the talk of Tellez making the Mariners team, it feels like it's kind of between him and Mastroboni. And that might surprise you because they're not very similar players. But Mastroboni, pretty good versatility on the infield. Swing and a miss from Alfaro. It's 0-1. Probably could slide out to the outfield a little bit too. So he gives them more defensive versatility. But the upside of Rowdy Tellez's bat for a team that has needed offense the last couple of years in the Mariners. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball down and away from Munoz. Nothing in two on Alfaro. That's kind of the big call that the Mariners are trying to make right now. And Rowdy Tellez, of course, out of options, would seem like maybe the leader in the clubhouse on that decision. Just reading some of the stories about it. Two outs, nobody on here. Top of the seventh inning, a 9-3 Mariners lead. Munoz kicks and delivers the 0-2 pitch. And that one missed outside with a fastball. And it's 1-2. Munoz looks in. The 1-2 pitch. Up and in, and it's 2-2. Tellez, of course, last year with the Pirates. Now trying to catch on in the Northwest. 2-2. Got him looking. Two-seam fastball, low outside corner. Pretty impressive inning from Andres Munoz as he puts up a zero in the top of the seventh. We go to the bottom of seven. 9-3 Mariners on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Members of Liona are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LionaWisconsin.org. LIUNAWisconsin.org.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine said...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer. 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
When you choose Blue Moon, everything becomes brighter. Every sip of their Belgian-style wheat ale is crafted with Valencia orange peel and coriander. Plus, try the new Blue Moon Light and Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic. Blue Moon Light is a wheat beer brewed with real tangerine peel for exceptional taste at only 95 calories. And Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic is everything you love about Blue Moon without the alcohol. Check your local stores for Blue Moon. Made brighter. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Blue Moon Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The best sounds you can get.
Back, track, bye, bye, baseball.
All season long, this is the Brewers Radio Network.
Now, seventh inning stretch is sponsored by IslandResortGolf.com. The Island Resort and Casino is the premier resort destination in the Midwest. Plan your visit today at IslandResortAndCasino.com. 9-3 Mariners. We go to the bottom of the seventh. And Alexander's pitch to Randy Arozarena is a strike at the knees. And it's 0-1. Bunch of changes for you defensively for the crew. We'll get those to you as this half inning rolls along. 0-1 pitch is a touch high. It's one ball and one strike. Dylan O'Rey is now the second baseman. Jimmy Herron is in right field. And Jose Anderson is the new center fielder. There's a strike at the very top of the zone, and it's 1-2 on Arozarena. That is all the changes so far for the Brewers, as the pitch missed low. And it's 2-2 on a Rosarena. We'll give you a drive around the league in a moment, presented by Construction Business Group. Alexander brings home the 2-2 pitch, and that is lined into right center field for a base hit for a Rosarena. A Rosarena content with a single. Gets the inning started off for the Mariners with a base hit. And now, instead of Mitch Garver, we will have a pinch hitter. And this will be Hogan Windisch, our guy. Our guy, Hogan Windisch. So Windisch steps in there. And Alexander's first pitch to him is a strike, and it's 0-1.
He is in the top of the leaderboard in name of spring training. Hogan Windisch.
I was hoping you would do it. I wasn't going to ask for it. I was just hoping, unprompted, you would do it. Here's a toss to first, and just back in time is a Rosarena. Maybe a golfer in the British Open?
Oh, yes. Yep.